team of Cuban doctors and nurses arrived in Liberia on Wednesday to help the fight against Ebola alongside U.S. military mission deploying. A jet from the National Airline of Cuba carrying the 51 medical personnel touched down outside of Monrovia near a new Ebola clinic built by U.S. forces. The doctors and nurses, all dressed in white uniforms, disembarked from the aircraft waving Cuban flags. Cuba's ambassador to Liberia, Jorge Lefebvre Nicolas, told Reuters Cuba was ready to help in the struggle against the virus.
We are ready 100%. Here, the most important thing is the fight against Ebola. Any other thing should be put aside, so we can work shoulder to shoulder with them anytime. No problem at all.
Cuban authorities have trained 461 doctors and nurses to deal with Ebola, but so far only 256 have been sent on missions scheduled to last for 6 months. The others remain in Cuba awaiting an assignment that depends on funding from the United Nations, an invitation from the host countries, of course, and suitable infrastructure on the ground. Ambassador Nicolas spoke of the Cuban team's motivation.
We cannot see how our brothers and sisters of Africa are in difficult times, and we are there in our homes in Cuba. So we feel that we have the duty to come to help.
Liberia, which is still struggling to recover from the devastating 1989 to 2003 civil war, has seen its healthcare system buckle. It had only about 50 trained doctors before the outbreak, several of whom have died from the virus, and it has desperately appealed for foreign health workers. Liberia's Deputy Health Minister Matthew Flomo told the Cubans that their arrival meant that newly built Ebola treatment units, ETUs, and the dilapidated oceanfront capital could be put to work.
As we now have additional ETUs, Ebola treatment units.
Ahora tenemos centros para tratamiento del Ebola adicionales.
And given that you are here in Liberia now,
y dado, bueno, ustedes están acá en este momento,
we will now be going in the jungles, in the towns, to make sure that all sick people
vamos
who are sick from Ebola disease
áreas, en las comunidades, en los pueblos, para que ustedes vean esto,
will be brought to the ETUs
donde van a estar esas unidades, esos centros para,
so that you can all assist to treat them and make them to be well.
The epidemic of Ebola has killed nearly 4,900, according to the World Health Organization, and this since it was detected in March, most of them in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. While outbreaks in Senegal and Nigeria have been declared over, there have been a few cases in Spain and the United States. Cuba is sending the largest medical contingent to West Africa from any country in the world. The first group of 165 doctors and nurses deployed to Sierra Leone at the start of October. Another group of around 40 medical staff were due to be arriving in Guinea later today.